country.
Oops.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Stowaway cat takes an 800-mile journey under the hood of a moving van.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
News brought to you by Nom Nom, Life in the Snack Lane. Also, hoops, the kind of earrings you shouldn't wear if you're playing Hoop Fest.
Noted.
Oh, boy, yeah, that is trouble. Do not wear hoop earrings.
No. I mean, if you're walking around, do whatever you want. But if you're playing, probably not a good idea.
You wear hoop earrings and high heels, you will get the attention of those players that you were looking for.
Oh, I thought you meant if you're playing, yeah. Double the text here. Yes, McDonald's is open 23 hours in Colville. It was awesome. On the sign last week.
Oh.
And this one says just moved to Rathdrum after 30 years in Colville, and it is true. The 23-hour thing is for real. Confirmed
God
twice.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We need more of it. We need more open all night.
Or
23
it.
Hours works for me.
Right, exactly. I mean, that's fine, too.
Nothing that bums me out more than when it's like 11:30 and you decide, we need to grab something to drink or eat, mm-hmm. and you just go around and there's like so many places that are closed now.
Yeah,
and you're
for
like,
sure.
Well, why?
Yeah.
What is going on?
I need this open. How mad are you though at the Colville McDonald's when you're blasting through town there and it's like, you know, 3:20 in the morning. You're like, what? They're only closed an hour a day and I'm 20 minutes after they closed and
that
40 minutes
bummer.
Before they open.
That's just missed opportunity.
It really
isn't
is a bad deal there.
Yeah. You don't like that at Mm-mm. all.
Now back to you.
Jay, I'm going to push the spelling quiz, spelling bee,
yeah,
spelling test, whatever it is,
okay.
with producer Steve till the next break.
I don't mind it.
Oh, Steve I'm asked me numerous times a day how to spell stuff.
Yeah.
But I have the most commonly misspelled words.
Ooh.
Or some of the most commonly misspelled words. I'm going to see how he does with them.
Okay.
So that will be coming up.
You know what word gets me all the time? Am I too early on this?
It seems like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll tell you later.
Thank you, Steve.
What a
yeah,
tease.
It'll be the next break. We're going to do the spellings. Right now, I wanted to give, since we were talking Hoop Fest a little bit there, and, you know, the Hoop Town Hall of Fame is happening right now. Adam Morrison's, you know, kind of the big name that headlines the Hoop Town Hall of Fame this year. Steve, are you familiar with Hoop Town? Do you know what that is?
Well, isn't it just what we're called?
That's right.
Hoop Town okay. USA,
yeah.
baby.
Spokane is Hoop Town USA because we really do love basketball.
Yeah.
It's wild. I don't think that you're prepared for what Hoop Fest is.
Yeah. By the way, am I allowed to say we since I live here now?
Yes,
of course.
Okay?
100%.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, yeah, you're good.
You are a proud citizen of it all.
Okay.
Excellent. Jay, do you think Steve is prepared for Hoop Fest?
No, you can hear about it, but until you walk around on a Saturday afternoon, you don't quite get it.
Okay.
And I think that's fair, honestly.
Yeah, because it's one of those things you go, oh, I got an idea. Yeah, there's courts downtown, and until you do it, it's like, wow. That is something.
Yeah, I think I'm going to try and go both
There's no
days.
Try, there's only do.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what's going to happen?
I'm going to do both days?
Yep.
Attaboy.
That's fine.
You're going to do both days. Thank you, Steve. But I had to give a little shout out to the Hoop Town Hall of Fame. Adam Morrison goes into it, rightfully so.
I mean.
Come on, he is Spokane. Terry Kelly, another great Spokane athlete who went in, and Larry Wendell, who has been an official at Hoop Fest for 1 billion years.
Right.
And then the name that really got me, man, it tugged at my heartstrings.
Okay.
Tammy Tibbles. Tammy Tibbles is a name. She played for Creston back in the 80s, Little Creston, Washington. And she was ridiculous. Creston went on to win, I believe, back-to-back state championships. I remember laying on the floor at my Aunt Julie's house in Grand Coulee.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother and I were just laying there. We were like on an air mattress or something, and we had a little radio. And we were listening to the State B tournament on the radio. And all we cared about that year was the girls' game because Tammy Tibbles was such a...
Really?
Yeah, she held the all-time... she was the leading scorer in the state of Washington
okay.
for many, many years until it was finally broke by... Yeah, it's a couple people now, but... And then... So, I mean, she was just crazy. And it was one of those... She played before the three-point line.
Ooh. Right.
And had she had the three-point line, I don't know if her record would have ever been broke.
Right.
And then she went on to Gonzaga, where she also became the all-time leading scorer at Gonzaga until Heather Bowman and then Courtney Vandersloot ruined it. But it was just fun. It was a fun memory to see.
Wow, okay.
It was a fun memory to see her name and remember, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I remember thinking Tammy Tibbles was... like the greatest thing.
That's
I was
cool.
probably a
I like that.
Junior high boy or something. And it was a little Caitlin Clark-ish where it was like, hey, that's the game we cared about. We wanted to listen to the state B. It
Absolutely,
was her
yeah.
taking on Reardon and Elaine McManus, I believe. Was
wow,
her name.
Look at
so
that
weird.
Memory
Just
trail.
Just ingrained in my head forever.
Hey, McManus.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Aubrey dated her Scott Pilgrim versus the World co-star for about 18 months. Can you name him?
Kevin James.
No.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the final story of the day. Hip, 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 hooray.
Chance to win some Dutch Bros on the way in about 15 minutes. Kevin, final story time.
Oh, my friends over at dictionary.com sent me a list.
Oh, that's nice. I didn't know you guys were still friends, but that's cool.
Commonly misspelled words. And I would like to go to our producer now and see how he does on some of these words. Steve, if you are able to get over half right.
Ooh.
I will buy you a treat.
I'm excited.
I'll see.
We'll see how he does. Come on, baby. You can
do
it.
Let's start with one that I don't think is super hard.
Okay.
You'll
committed.
We'll see about that.
Committed.
Oh, my gosh. Well, commitment is hard.
yeah, but that we're talking about spelling, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Committed. Okay. All right. I think I can get this.
Okay.
C-O.
So far, so good.
M-M-I-T-T-E-D. Is that
is
right?
correct.
Nice. One in a row.
He's, by the way, don't they give the bell if you get it wrong in the spelling bee? That has always made me so mad.
Yeah.
I think that's
dumb. They don't have I don't think they have any sound effect if you get it right.
That's right.
Yeah.
So we're going to do
their version.
No, we're going to do it the right way. We're going to ding the bell when you get it right.
Yes, thank you, Kevin.
Okay, Steve, you're one for one. Let's see how we do on the next one. Harass.
Oh. Okay, is it H?
Yes.
A. R. R. A. S. S.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
Ooh.
Only one R.
It is one R.
Mm.
That is a tricky one.
See, I was doing the same thing I was doing with committed. I was like, is it two M's or one?
Yeah,
just
double up. Yeah.
A lot of these are the double uppers, which makes it hard. This is a word that I can never spell right. I have struggled with this one so much, and it's for some reason a word I use a lot. Maintenance.
Mm.
Oh, I always mess
you got
this
it.
Up too.
No, you got this one.
No, I'm gonna do this horrendously. Okay.
That's next.
Maintenance.
Okay. It's I think it's M-A-I-N.
Right.
Yeah.
T-E-N.
Yeah.
I-E-N-C-E.
Oh boy.
Sorry, that is incorrect.
Main. 10. Ants.
A-N-C-E.
Hey, look at him go.
How did I spell it?
You said
you put
I.
Put an I in there. Extra I.
Yeah, so, you know.
One for two. Well, one for
one
three.
One for three, yeah.
Sorry.
Ugh.
One and two.
Yeah, no, he's two and two. He misspelled harass, too. Maintenance and harass, he misspelled. The first two he got right, so he's two for two. Two and two.
But he got two right?
He did, the first two. What were the first two?
He got committed right.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it.
That was it.
Oh, is really? Is that the only one? I think
I got
the second one right. Oh, so he's one.
No, second one was harass. Third one, maintenance.
Nah.
Let's
Am I allowed
see.
To pick a word and spell it?
Nope. How about acceptable, Steve? That would not be acceptable, you picking the words.
Okay.
Come on, Steve.
So what do you want me to spell? Acceptable?
Acceptable.
That would be okay. Neat.
All right, yep. This I can get, I think. A-C-C E-T A-B-L-E.
No, no.
Wait.
What?
No.
No.
A-C-C-E-T A-B-L-E?
Yeah. That's right.
Acceptable.
Where there's a P in there, Steve.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Except.
Good night.
Acceptable. Okay. Yeah, just give it to me wrong. I don't know.
Okay. That is not acceptable.
You're spelling.
Come on, man.
I have to like picture how I would type it, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spelling
man.
In your head's hard, though. Writing it down is like
one right, three wrong. Yeah. Am I allowed to look good.
Can I write these down?
Well, you could write them. I mean, we didn't say you could write them.
Oh, okay. Sure. Well, that makes it easier. Maybe, or makes it tougher. I probably
vacuum. He's writing it down.
Oh, wait. There's a. This is the one where there's.
Oh, gosh.
No.
There's a V.
Right. Thank you, Kevin. And there's also an M.
I'm going to give you the letters.
Give me.
No, wait. I think.
You're just organizing.
Yeah, you're just trying to get
because
him.
Because there's a sneaky one in there, isn't there?
Well, I mean.
Is there?
Now I'm not sure because I always spell it wrong.
Go ahead. Give it a try.
V-A-C-C-U-M. Any?
What?
There's like a silent N or something in there. I don't
what?
Know.
What are we doing right now?
What?
You need to vacuum that word up.
Vacuum-ny. Vacuum-ny.
Vacuum-nin.
V-A-C-C.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
U-M-N-E.
That's what he said.
That is what he said.
Yeah.
Did you write that down?
Yeah, and it looked wrong too.
It is very wrong. It's V A C
W
U U M.
Yeah, it's easy to do the double C instead of the
vacuum.
W, but yeah.
Oh, that's what the okay.
Vacuum.
What's the word where it's like there's an N in a weird place?
Wednesday?
Knowledge?
Wednesday? No, Wednesday.
I don't know. I thought it was vacuum.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Yeah, I mean, there's not an N in vacuum. I'm sorry, Steve. You know, I'm going to stop this test now.
That's a good idea. One for four is not a good
percentage. I don't feel good, great about this.
On the chance that our boss is listening on her way to work, and I do not want her to hear this.
Yeah. I told you I was a bad speller.
Holy smokes.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
For me, anyway, when I'm driving, I will eat stuff that I don't normally eat.
Yeah.
Just to pass the time, whatever it takes.
Kevin James.
Yeah, me too.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
It is Beat the Show time, and it's brought to you by Dutch Bros, playing for $15 of Dutch Bros Love. Hello, Michelle.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good, thank you. What's up to today?
Just heading to work.
Just heading to work. Are you a coffee person?
I really enjoy the coffee, yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, maybe we can get you
really
some coffee.
Enjoy the coffee, yeah.
What's your go-to? Do you have a go-to coffee order?
Sadly, it's very boring. It's just an Americano with cream.
Okay. No, that's... At least you
that.
Know, because Kevin said he just figured out, you know, his drink order. It's not a coffee, but it's still a drink. I think he said he finally figured out a go-to, because, you know, sometimes it's just hard to come up with one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
At least I think the simpler, the easier, right?
Well, like the best part is, anywhere you go, you're going to be able to get that.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they ever look at you weird, or do they ever say, that's it?
No, but they always assume that if it's hot outside, I want an iced coffee, and I don't.
I'm with you on that. I will drink the warm all the time. Even if it's 90, I'll be like, just take it warm. I don't even care.
Really good news for you, Michelle. Researchers say drinking coffee may help counteract increase. Good
boy.
God.
Maybe you should have some coffee in it before you
read. 3, 2, 1. Michelle, here we go. Good
right
news.
Again.
Researchers say drinking coffee may help counteract the increased risk of death associated with sitting all day.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know if you sit at work, but if you do, just drink coffee and then you're not going to die.
counterbalances it. Great.
Yes.
Good to know.
Oh, wow.
Okay, Michelle.
And that's your uplifting fact of the day.
Man.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that was great. All right, Michelle, the category is bingo. Who would you like to challenge today, me or Kevin or Captain Stat over there? I don't know.
Captain Stat, please.
Yeah. I feel like that's probably a good choice. Bingo.
Bingo.
Goodbye, Kevin. See you in a minute or so. All right, so Michelle, you get 60 seconds to answer 7 questions. You can pass if you get stuck. We'll try to get back to it if time allows.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, here we go.
Coffee time for Kevin.
Gosh, seriously.
All righty, here we go, Michelle. What is in the middle of a bingo card?
Free space.
There was a bingo punishment on Impractical Jokers. Name one of the current stars of that show.
Pass.
Fill in the blank. There was a blank who had a dog and bingo was his name-o.
Farmer.
Bingo was reportedly invented in this European country, which is known for pasta, among other things.
Italy?
Bingo America was on the Game Show Network. It was hosted by Richard Karn, who played Al Borland on what show?
Pass.
What do you call a person or a machine who calls out bingo numbers for players?
Repeat that? Sorry.
What do you call the person or machine who calls out bingo numbers for players?
Pass.
In Big Mama's House 2, Big Mama has a very successful bingo experience. Who plays Big Mama in the movie? What actor?
Is that Eddie Murphy?
What did we not get to?
She didn't. She passed on the second one. Why don't you give it to her?
Is Al Borland on Home Improvement?
We'll give you that one.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Kevin! All right, hang on for a second, Michelle.
Okay.
We'll see how Kevin does here. He seems very excited. He was leaning against the door when I looked up, which is always... Your face was pressed against the window. That was neat.
Yes.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Oh, is it dirty?
Waiting
now?
To come back in.
Is the window dirty now? Well, there's smudges from his nose, so yes.
Is there?
Yeah. Yeah, it's all right.
You got some Windex or something?
I felt like I cleaned really well today.
Cleaned what? Your nose?
My nose, yeah. I used some... I use some of that.
What are you doing?
Scrubby stuff. The
I soap.
Michelle, what is it that you use on your face to get
like exfoliating?
Thank you,
thank you, Michelle.
I exfoliated my nose today.
What are you?
You're in the shower.
Okay, that's.
I did. I used the facial cleaner.
Good for you, bud.
All right, that's about as much details as we want.
Agreed. Let's go. 60 seconds.
Maybe
seven
that was
questions.
Too much.
Yeah, agreed again.
Okay, all right. Here we go, Kevin. What is in the middle of a bingo card?
A free space?
There was a bingo punishment on Impractical Jokers. Name one of the current stars of the show.
Do you need full name?
Whatever you want to do.
All right, Sal.
Okay.
Joe.
Okay. Fill in the blank. There was a blank who had a dog and bingo was his name-o.
There was a man?
Bingo was reportedly invented in this European country, which is known for pasta, among other things.
I mean, Italy.
Bingo America was on the Game Show Network. It was hosted by Richard Karn, who played Al Borland on what TV show?
Oh, why didn't you just tell us the answer? Home Improvement.
There okay. It is.
What do you call the person or machine who calls out bingo numbers for players?
The caller.
In Big Mama's House 2, Big Mama had a very successful bingo experience. Who plays Big Mama in the movie?
Martin Lawrence.
All right. We'll see how we did here. A man?
Question mark? A man?
Mm. All right. Let's see.
Yeah.
You all right?
No.
Oh, man.
I'll make it through it, though.
Yeah.
What is in the middle of a bingo card?
Everybody said free space.
Everybody's right.
Yeah. Get the dauber out. Let's go.
Yeah. There was a bingo punishment on Impractical Jokers. Name one of the current stars of the show.
Michelle passed. Kevin went with, I think you said Sal first. Then you said
Sal
Joe.
Joe. Yeah. Joe's coming to Spokane.
Yeah, but he's not on the show currently.
He is not, no.
He is not. Okay, I did not know that.
No.
Because it's just James Murr Murray, Sal Vaucano, and Brian Q. Quinn.
There it is. Huh. Yeah. And then sometimes a guest.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, a lot of times a guest, but yeah.
Yeah.
Joe went bye-bye. He's much more practical now.
Right.
Jogado.
Yeah. So do we still, well, he said Sal.
I mean, he said Sal, and then he said Joe, and then he was like,
I was just naming a couple. I just wanted to say that Joe was coming to Spokane. That's the only reason I was live and local.
Seems like you're saying a lot more. All right, we'll give it to you.
Sal. Sal's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Fill in the blank. There was a blank who had a dog, and Bingo was his name.
I mean, Michelle went with farmer, and Kevin went with man?
I mean, is there another version that I'm not aware of?
There was a man. I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know. 1 point, Michelle.
Okay. Bingo was reportedly invented in this European country, which is known for pasta.
Italy was guessed by both.
Italy is right.
3-3.
Bingo America was on the Game Show Network, hosted by Richard Karn, who played Al Borland on what TV show?
Michelle came back and got Home Improvement. Kevin said, why don't you just give us the answer?
Yeah, I would have accepted Home Improvement or Tool Time.
All right, 4-4.
What do you call the person or machine who calls out bingo numbers for players?
A caller is what Kevin said, yeah. And our caller said pass.
It is a caller.
Dang it. I wanted Kevin to be wrong.
I know. I've been asked to do it before.
Call bingo?
Yeah, in Harrington. It was one of the greatest honors of my life, where the Lions Club men who do the calling of bingo during the fall festival said, hey, Kevin, you're like a radio guy now. Would you like to do any of the calling during Fall Festival? And I'm right. Like, are you serious? That's one of the greatest honors. The entire community sits around and plays bingo.
Yeah.
And you guys think enough of me to get in there and call.
I'm going to say this, and I don't want you to take offense. That would have been a terrible decision.
Of what?
You calling bingo.
I did it.
That's a bad idea.
Why?
You screw around too much. Bingo's very important to people.
It was such an honor that I did it, and I did it right.
Oh, wow. One in a row. 5-4 in favor of Kevin so far.
Big Mama's House 2. Big Mama had a very successful bingo experience. Who plays Big Mama?
Kevin, after the buzzer, didn't count. Martin Lawrence. And I think Michelle said Eddie Murphy.
Martin Lawrence.
Yeah.
Was, yeah.
5-4 in favor of Kevin. Kevin, you get to decide. Does she get the prize or not?
She lost.
That seems harsh.
Wow. Wow. Okay. All right.
You know what, Michelle?
I mean,
I'm going to give it to you.
Oh, wow. Wow. Michelle, he is not usually very nice. So, I mean, it's a big day for you.
It was the standing drinking coffee thing.
I think it was. Yeah.
That's
right. He kind of owed you after that. Michelle, hold on for a second. We'll get you $15 to Dutch Bros. Okay.
Okay, sounds good.
You know what I'm going to do is I'm going to take another caller right now, 509-441-0999, to qualify for the Ultimate Backyard Giveaway. If you want that, you can call right now. Caller number 7 will qualify for that. Yes, Kevin?
What?
You said Sal something?
No, I said peace out to Michelle.
Oh, peace out.
That's my bad.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
$15,000 a week, Steve? We could split that? Like, Jay could get $5,000.
Uh-huh.
I could get $8,000.
Huh.
Because I've responded to her. And, Steve, you could get whatever's left. That's still a lot of money per week.
Yeah.
You realize what that is in a month?
Kevin James.
$60,000 a month, Steve.
Is that right, Jay?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show Stat of the Day.
Stat of the Day brought to you by Wendell Motors.
Yeah, the average human has between 4 and 6 of these in their lives right now.
Right now, not like at a time. You mean total for your lifetime?
No. Right now.
Like, they have 4 to 6 in their possession at this moment.
That is correct, Jay.
Hmm.
4 to 6 of these. Maybe not in their possession, but...
Right, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, they may not have them...
on their person.
Right, this second.
They own them.
And it's funny, because you can only use...
Coats?
You can only use one at a time.
I'm going to say coats, final answer.
It's not coats, I'm
you
sorry,
probably have more
Jay.
Than that. How many coats do you think you have? You're not a coat guy.
Do I have a coat?
I don't think you do now that I've said it.
I have my big old suede, whatever that brown coat is. That thing's nice. I do have that still. I think that's it. No, I maybe have one more kind of winterish coat.
Okay. I'm going to put it on the poll. Do you own more than one coat? Coates, what do you guess, Steve?
Cans of soup.
Hey, thank you. Bingo and cans of soup. Steve apparently will be appearing at the nursing home later today.
Senior Center Steve, they call him.
Senior Center, I'm sorry.
Good old Senior Center Steve.
Wow.
Wow, soup.
No, the correct answer is sunglasses.
Well, it's basically the same thing.
Oh, yeah, soup and sunglasses. They go hand in hand.
4 to 6 pair of sunglasses of what the average person has in their life at, basically summer.
Kevin, I have 2 buckets. And
excuse me?
That are about, I don't know, they're like this long and about that deep and about that wide. They're like, you know, Tupperware containers kind of. And they're filled with sunglasses.
That's awesome, Jay.
Now, most of them are just, you know, kind of junky ones, maybe freebies, maybe, you know. So it's not like you would wear them very often. But if you're going to go out in the backyard or, you know, whatever you might do. I always like, because the kids would always do it when they were younger. They'd get these kind of, you know, not the nicest sunglasses. And they're laying all over. Finally, I just started putting them in this bucket. I still have it. I bet there's 40 to 50 pairs of sunglasses in there.
That's great, because I truly wonder where mine go. Where do they go every year?
I've been pretty intentional with these that I have now. They're not even that great, but what do you think? I'm just going to wear these right here.
Yeah, no, they look good. Okay. I like them. I like
them. Kind of boxy.
Very.
Yeah. They looked very...
they're polarized. They're
very reflective on the outside.
No, they're polarized. That's why you can see. $3 or 3 for $15.
No.
3 pairs for $15.
Yeah. Really?
Yep. That seems like a good
deal.
They
look great.
Yeah, thanks, bud.
Jay, I have a pair that I love right now. They're the pair that fit me the best. I like them. I don't remember where I got it. Pretty sure a gas station, because...
Your head hard to fit.
That's what I do. I lose them, and then I need a pair really bad, and it's just driving me crazy, and I'll buy them from a gas station.
Right.
And
you always say that the bows are... It's hard because they have to go wider.
Yeah, they don't always fit right. Mm-hmm, they squeeze my head, or they hurt... Yeah. This pair I love, and it fits good, but I don't know. I think I might know where it is.
Don't know
where they are. Yeah, because I try to leave them in my car, right? But then that never happens, because then you get out of the car and you go somewhere.
Right.
I wore them this past weekend at the wedding because it was very sunny, and we were outside for a while. But then I go inside.
Now what?
And I put them up on my head, right?
Yep.
That's always my thing. I put them on my head. But then I start DJing, and I have my headphones, and then I'm hitting them, and I'm like,
and you put them on the table.
So then I put them in my, I think I put them in my suit jacket inside pocket. But that's not convenient. I don't have my sunglasses now, and I don't have another pair. I think what I'm going to do is like what you did, Jay. I want to get numerous pairs of the ones that I like. If I can find them, you know, like then buy 3 more pair of those.
Yes.
Put one in the car. Put one in the house. One in my, I don't know.
You know what helps?
Suit jacket.
You want to know what helps?
What?
If they come with a little bag.
Yeah, but how does that help?
I don't know, but if for some reason I take the extra step to throw it in the bag, then now I've put it in the bag, and I'm like, oh, well, now I'm paying attention to where I put it so I don't lose them.
Okay.
And then it's like, because I've taken one extra step, I seem to remember where I've put them then.
What kind of bag?
They're like little...
Oh, a giant grocery bag, Steve. You know, one of the plastic ones. You just throw it in there, it rolls around like Kevin's briefcase.
You know how your headphones come in a bag that kind of cinches up?
Yes, that's it, Kevin.
So, okay, so...
It's like a smaller kind of a felt bag
Thank
that
you, Kevin.
Goes around the headphones.
Thank you, Kevin.
Okay. So not like a...
Not around the headphones, around the sunglasses.
Thank you, Kevin.
I thought you were talking maybe about like a case type of thing. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I'm holding up the bag right now.
Yeah.
Guess what's in there? Another pair of the glasses. Look at that.
Do you mind if I try them on? Please?
Do not.
Well, I just want to see if they
are. Comfy as all get out.
I don't have that many germs.
Cooties?
On my head.
Yeah. So they're the same exact pair.
I will say what's weird about these, when you put them on, they don't look cheap.
Mm-hmm.
When you touch them, they feel cheap.
Well, they're
but
that
also
kind of
semi-durable.
Yeah, they're durable. They're nice.
Oh, those fit me nice.
Oh, you look at this perfect. Look, you should see how good you look. Here, I'll take a picture.
Do I look really good?
You look amazing.
You looked really good in them.
You look better.
BFFs. Sunglass boys.
Yeah.
Jay, those fit nice.
There you go. And they're super comfortable.
And they're very soft.
That's what I like about them.
They're soft.
See?
They're bendy.
See?
That, by the way, the marks that are around the eyes were there when I got
them. I saw that.
Okay. I was just making sure you knew that. That is not from me.
Come on, man.
Yeah, why not?